You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. I'm so excited to be back this week. Last week, I took a break off, not intentionally, but I was going through so much that I truly couldn't hear what God was giving me to give to the people. And my shows are strictly based off the Holy Spirit. So even when I try to batch content, it don't work for me because it's like, what is God giving me at this moment to give to his people? And that's very important to me. So nonetheless, I'm back and I'm very excited to be back. As you guys know, I try to be very transparent about everything that goes on in my life because I don't want you guys to think that I'm perfect. And I want you guys to know that I'm still growing, hence the metamorphosis of me, the season title. So I want to talk about my last couple weeks. It was like very awkward, some of the stuff that I was going through. I didn't understand why. It's like my limited beliefs started to set back in. It's like the spirit of fear tried to set back in. This self-doubt tried to come back up. And I really did not know why. I mean, I was doing everything I needed to do. I was being obedient. I was serving. I was doing everything. There was nothing. I was hiding in my closet. None of that. It was truly coming from a pure heart. And I know they say don't question God, but look, I needed answers. I needed to know, why was I in this place of confusion if I'm doing your will? Why am I in this place of doubt if I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do? And why is this fear trying to overtake me? And I stayed quiet and I truly tried to hear from the Holy Spirit on why my foundation was being broken in the midst of me serving. It just didn't make sense. And I did a quick evaluation of my life and I realized every time I'm serving, it seems like my life starts to fall apart. And I was like, okay, God, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with serving, but everything, my life is falling apart. My home is basically being disrupted because me and my children are, you know, having issues. And that's like the hardest part to me, like, is when me and my children are not agreeing on something. And teenagers is very hard to raise. I know I was. So my boys are really, it's difficult, but by the grace of God, I get through it. But again, I was like, Lord, I'm exhausted. Like, you gotta tell me something because serving you feels too much like a battle. And I'm honest with God. Like, that's my best friend. So I want to be real with him. I feel like when you are friends with someone, you can talk about anything without judgment, without feeling like, oh, should I not talk about this? It should be your safe space and God is my safe space. So God, why do I feel exhausted with serving you? I had to ask. Why does it seem like I'm in this state of brokenness? And the Holy Spirit ministered to me something so serious. And I'm a visual person, so God knows to give me the visions of it all. And God was showing me that when butterfly is breaking out of its cocoon, it's cracking, it's feeling really uncomfortable. So he allowed me to have that visual and I kind of put it to my life. And I realized that I said it out of my mouth. This is a metamorphosis. This is a transformation of me. So how could I not think that I would be in a state of feeling uncomfortable as I transform into the woman that I'm destined to be? How could I feel like the foundation that I had built for myself all these years was the foundation that God was going to use to rise me up? How could I feel like that? right? So God had to reveal to me that I got to break that foundation up. Although you're doing what I told you to do, it wasn't built on a solid foundation. It was built on a rocky foundation, but I got you to this level. Now it's time for me to break all that stuff up and shatter all that stuff in order to build it on a solid foundation, because you're there now. So I need for you to rise higher, because I got a bigger audience for you to reach. I got people that's dependent on you to get through this uncomfortable season and pour it back into them and let them know that in the midst of your transformation, in the midst of your growth, in the midst of you doing the greater good, there's going to be this season where you're uncomfortable. There's going to be this season where you feel like throwing in a towel. It's going to be this season where you like, why is all these things I was delivered from coming back to me? But God is just reminding us where he delivered you from. He don't want you to go back to that place. Instead, he wants you to stand firm and press through the pressure that goes with that uncomfortable season in order for you to walk into the person that you were destined to be. Each and every one of us have a purpose inside of us, but it's how we handle it in the process, how we handle the process that we have to go through to get to our purpose. It's not easy. And I've always been the type to run when a challenge came and it was like, okay, God, I'm serving you, but this spiritual warfare is here. I ran and I went back into the world. But this time I stood firm and it seemed like it was getting worse and worse and worse. And even just as I'm preparing to record this, I literally was getting downloads from God saying, what you're going to talk about? Because I'm like, Lord, what am I supposed to talk about today? What have you given me? God said, I need you to talk about last week. I need you to talk about and be vulnerable about the fear that came back. I need you to talk about and be vulnerable about the breaking that I had to do. I want you to talk about what's going on in your household, how you have unruly children, but you're trying to put it back together. And God revealed to me that in the midst of him breaking me, he was giving me strategy, because me and my children, we used to always do like a Sunday prayer, a Sunday family day. And we were so strict on it. I was like, this is what we're going to do. And we stopped doing that. But God had to break some areas up in my life to reveal to me, bring it back. We were able to study the word this morning. We were able to pray together this morning. We was able to have a discussion this morning. We all talked without nobody talking over each other about what we're going through. So in the midst of that breaking, God was putting stuff back together the way he would have it to be put back together. And somebody's listening to this and you're trying to figure out, why is things breaking in my life? But you're getting little glimpses of how God is putting these pieces back together in your life. And I want you to hold on to those little glimpses that you get in. I want you to reflect on the things that God is putting together in the midst of the uncomfortable season. And even if you can't see it now, you will be able to see it. God does not break us for us to stay in that place. God breaks us in order to put us back together again. And when he puts us back together again, it'll be on a solid foundation. And we'll be able to rise up and do what we know that we need to do on this earth. We can't say out of our mouth, God, I want you to use me, and think that it's going to be comfortable. See, that's where we get it twisted at, is we think that, oh, when God is using me, it's all joy, it's all peace, it's all... No, that's not true. That's not true. The battle comes in when you declare that God can use you, when you give it over to God. Listen, if it didn't, he wouldn't have gave us the armor to use, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. He wouldn't have given us that if he knew that we wasn't going to go through these things when we gave him our yes. So my challenge is to truly examine your life. Those places that you feel are being broken apart, reflect on those places. Are those places that need to be broken down so God can put them back together again? Are those places that, you know, need to be exposed so that the enemy can no longer hold guilt and shame against you? Are those places that you have stayed in for far too long? You learned the lesson, but it's so comfortable to stay there, so you're there. Really think about that. Really challenge yourself, because in this season, it's time for us to grow. This is the metamorphosis of me. And every listener listening to this, this is the metamorphosis of you. It's time for us to transform so that we can become the best versions of ourselves. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. Take the seeds that's for you and leave the rest for others. See you next time.
I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.